You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Events are being held at three sites in the Kalamazoo area today to help people with health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Those are running from noon until 7 o'clock at Mount Zion Baptist Church, the Portage Public Library, and the Comstock Community Center. Sean Danik is with Enroll America Michigan, which is trying to get people signed up for health insurance. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Hey, thank you so much, Gordon. Thanks for having me on, and happy holidays.
What's available at these locations if people show up today? What sort of services could they get?
Well, they're at these three events being held today in the Kalamazoo area are going to provide federally certified enrollment assisters called navigators. What they do is they give free professional help to consumers with the enrollment process and give unbiased assistance with helping consumers decide what plan fits their needs and their budget best.
Who are the types of people who might show up at this? Who is it meant for?
Well, it's meant for, you know, folks that don't currently have health care insurance or have health care insurance that, you know, doesn't really provide what they need, thus they're underinsured. Folks who are just simply looking for a better deal on their health care insurance or have questions and want more information about these new healthcare insurance options.
If somebody has received a cancellation notice recently, we've heard about some of those things in Michigan, would they perhaps find what they're looking for here?
Absolutely. There is a small percentage of individuals in the individual market that are receiving these letters from their healthcare insurance companies, notifying them that their plans are changing to include greater benefits. But if they're looking, you know, if they're one of these individuals who are looking for a better deal on their health care insurance plan, we encourage them to go to healthcare.gov, call the 1-800 hotline, or they can go to one of these three events being held today in the Kalamazoo area. And it's important to note that there are going to be more coming up in January and February and March.
If someone does show up at one of these events, what do they need in terms of information or documentation in order to get help?
Sure. So what they should remember to bring is their Social Security number, some sort of documentation citing their income. You know, that can be from, for example, a pay stub, a W-2 form, or wage and tax statement. And if they currently have a health care insurance plan, they should remember to bring the policy numbers of that current plan.
Is there also assistance to help people understand what they might be eligible for in terms of financial assistance and those sort of things?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is financial assistance available, and that's what we're encouraging everybody to do is go to healthcare.gov and figure out or, you know, apply, enroll, and see what type of financial assistance they qualify for. We also have a financial calculator on our website, getcoveredamerica.org. So we encourage everybody to go to healthcare.gov to see what type of financial assistance they can get to help bring down that the cost of insurance.
We've heard a lot about the problems with the healthcare.gov website, especially when this first launched in October. Anecdotally, have you heard from people who have had problems, and have you heard, at least anecdotally, that it's gotten any better?
Well, it's gotten a lot better. The website we have today is not the same website that launched on October 1st. The problems with the website were frustrating for us, for consumers, certainly. But we've seen significant improvements in the website, and we expect that trend to continue. Anecdotally, people remain excited and enthusiastic about these new options. We just came across a woman by the name of Amy a couple weeks ago. She tried logging on to healthcare.gov in October and couldn't really get through, took her time, was patient, and just enrolled in a plan with the same level of coverage that she has now, and is going to be saving $900 per month come January 1st when coverage kicks in. And that's exciting. That's like somebody handing, you know, you a $900 per month check to spend on other things.
So if somebody shows up at one of these events today, do they actually go on the website and navigate it, or do people assist them in other ways?
Yeah, so they can do it themselves. They can go to healthcare.gov at one of these events do it themselves, and I'm assuming, you know, raise their hand if they have any questions, or they can, you know, sit down directly with a navigator and go through the whole process and get some help, you know, some free professional help deciding what plan fits their needs and their budget best. And it's important to note, too, that there are going to be translators for Spanish on site, as well as in addition to translation services for over 100 different languages at these events.
Got about 20 seconds left, Sean. What are some of the important deadlines coming up people should be aware of?
Well, we are on a big push called Coverage is Coming. We launched this big outreach and education push on December 1st. We are going right through December 23rd, which is the deadline to enroll for coverage for healthcare insurance that begins on January 1st. If people don't make that deadline, they also have until March 31st. This is an extra long enrollment period, and we're excited to let consumers know about these new options and direct them to one of the many assisters in their community.
Sean, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Gordon, for having me.
Sean Danik is with Enroll America Michigan. You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK.